Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, I want to continue talking about this, well, what it really is. It's a battle for mankind. You and I, right now, at this moment, at this second, are involved in an unprecedented, it's never happened before, anywhere near to the level that we're experiencing, an unprecedented battle for mankind. But it's not like traditional battles in the past, which were primary military, you know, tanks, guns, bombs, planes, things of that nature. Now the battlefield has quantumly jumped into the arena of the internet, social media, genetic engineering, DNA, scientific mind control, 5G technology, so on and so forth. So we have like left planet Earth. This is a metaphor, of course. We've left planet Earth, and we're fighting the battle in again, another metaphor. We're fighting the battle in outer space, the outer space of internet technologies, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, and a never-ending cascade of what just used to be a decade or two ago. Many of these technologies, if you brought them up, and I did bring them up, so I know what the reaction was. The reaction was people thought you were flat-out crazy. Or usually they simply just called you a conspiracy theorist. Now, the interesting thing about being called a conspiracy theorist is everything is now accelerating. So it almost becomes laughable if somebody calls you a conspiracy theorist because you bring up factual information and it's just too big for their tiny brain. I really wouldn't worry about it. Probably within 6 months to a year, they're going to be embarrassed, fumbling to speak, because the very point that they chose to accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist on becomes public knowledge in many, many quarters of our society in 6 months to a year. So what's going on right now? We're not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. I think the majority of people who are credible are not exaggerating. There's no need to exaggerate. There's no need to exaggerate because the truth is so far beyond what most people can conceptualize that exaggeration to get attention is completely unnecessary. Okay, so if we look at this like from the position of a GPS satellite, let's just pretend we're in some secret bunker. Let's pick out where the bunker is. We're in a remote area in Finland or some remote area of Antarctica or some other frozen territory. Okay? This is our make-believe scenario. And we're sharing the home, the laboratory, because it's spacious and very rich. And for whatever reason, don't ask me what the reason is, we're sharing it with people like Bill Gates and a number of others. Now, you may have, I've put it up on my website, paulmcguire.us, a bunch of times. You may have seen that famous picture of the exterior of this very futuristic, yet at the same time, it looks like a kind of modern architecture with wood home, okay? And what it is, it's a very fancy and well-designed piece of architecture. And the building that is in buried deep into the earth is a massive high-tech storage house for, you know, countless millions of seeds. Now, these are the seeds that they haven't played Dr. Frankenstein with. So these seeds are real seeds like God made them. Seeds that God has made reproduce naturally all by themselves. And farmers or whoever, they can have their harvest of seeds, whatever it is, as long as it's natural, as long as it hasn't been turned into a Dr. Frankenstein genetically modified organism. Those seeds will reproduce naturally because they're real seeds. The other seeds are what they call terminator seeds. They're good, you know, you can have one harvest of apples, but the apples that you harvest don't contain any seeds. So you can't go in for a second or a third or a fourth harvest. They lose their fertility as seeds after one, you know, harvest. Now, that's what the globalist elite, like Bill Gates and the other super billionaires, that's what they want. That's what they're secretly doing behind the scenes with their globalist corporations, their genetically modified organisms. That's what they're secretly doing with what's really inside the vaccinations, the mortality rates of the vaccination. That's what's really going on. What's really going on is a massive global plan to depopulate the United States of America and bring the present population down from 7,500,000,000 people and bring it down as fast as they can to just 500 million people. That means they have to drop the global population by any means necessary. They have to drop it by 7 billion people. And there's only a relatively small number of ways that you can accomplish that goal. So one is a vaccine. The other is a vaccination. Genetically modified foods and organisms. Because those GMO foods not only can't harvest again, but in their DNA, which is corrupted, you're eating apples and oranges or potatoes or whatever the heck you think you're eating, and it's not real genetically. You're eating a counterfeit apple. And so what happens is you can't have multiple harvests off of your apple seeds, but the corrupted DNA that makes those apples has all kinds of toxins and genetic Frankenstein material that incrementally over time will kill you. They will kill you. They are genetically designed to kill you. They're genetically designed to make you drop dead. You understand that, right? Are we in agreement? Are we tracking together? Because if we're not, one of us is going to get lost and hurt. And it's not going to be me. It's going to be anyone who refused to hear the truth, acknowledge the truth, understand the truth, and then do something about it. So we have a global revolution going on, being financed by the super billionaires and the super trillionaires and the corporations and the foundations that they own. So back to this very high-tech building, which is a secret place that Gates and others store the original seeds. So let's say, you know, the earth freezes over or something happens. Well, in order for human beings to come alive again, they're going to need to go out and plant seeds all over again and bring in harvests so they can produce food and survive. But if the only seeds they have are GMO seeds, you can't harvest GMO seeds. Why? Because GMO fruits and vegetables, so on and so forth, they don't contain seeds that reproduce. That's why they're called terminator seeds. Okay? So, the elite are doing this because, in their own words, in their own literature and scientific reports, etc., they believe that they are genetically superior to us. They believe that for thousands of years. You just don't hear about it. It's a secret that's being kept secret, but wide out in the open. So it's really not a secret. Anybody with half a brain can figure out what the globalist elite think. And this goes back to the 1800s and the whole Malthusian theory that all of man's problems come from excessive population growth, which is not the truth, by the way. So what's happening now is these people believe they're gods. They are transhumanists. The father of transhumanism was Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, the founder of UNESCO, a key leader in the United Nations, and a key leader in population control. And so Malthus' theory is the main thing we need to do to save our planet, to save the human race, is to reduce the population through radical revolutionary means. We must reduce it from 7.5 billion people down to 500 million people. And whether that means artificial droughts, because you all know, I'm assuming you know what's going on. I mean, I never know who I'm talking to and what they know and what they don't know. But the weather that you've been living under for the last 30 years has all been artificial weather. It's all artificially created weather. That's why they use chemtrails. Everywhere I go across the United States, I see chemtrails being left in the sky. Everywhere I go, remote towns, big cities, and the purpose of the chemtrails is to artificially produce weather on command for the purpose of creating artificial droughts, which creates artificial starvation and food shortages. And in addition to controlling the food supply, et cetera, when you look at those chemtrails being dispersed above your house or apartment or whatever, they're loaded with powerful chemicals like lithium, fluoride, other high-powered tranquilizers, because they want to dumb down your consciousness so you're like in a dumbed-down trance state and you'll just compliantly acquiesce to whatever the program is. So that's where we are as the human race. Now, everything has been accelerated. The COVID pandemic is an artificially made pandemic that was weaponized, and it was designed to genetically target certain segments of the population, like people that are older than a particular age group. They die off the most. Certain races are secretly being targeted because the people behind these programs are secretly racist. And then what may be even worse than the targeted populations for the COVID pandemic, what's more dangerous, I think, is the fact that the COVID vaccination, and remember, what we're dealing with is not even remotely a vaccination. It doesn't function like any vaccination in human history. They just decided to call it a vaccination. So the COVID vaccination has been mandatory in many, many places for people to get multiple injections. And what many, many, many high-profile scientists and doctors are saying out loud in the media, in their reports, and these are respected, cream-of-the-crop doctors, they are saying that the COVID vaccinations are more dangerous than COVID itself, and that the COVID vaccinations potentially have the power to send a wrecking ball into your immune system, your organs, your capillaries, your heart, your arteries, your whole pulmonary system, a whole spectrum of vital organs. It damages and weakens your immune system so significantly that they predict there's going to be a big resurgence of things like cancer and AIDS and a whole spectrum of diseases that were basically suppressed and kind of disappeared. Now that so many hundreds of millions of people have artificially damaged or weakened immune systems, many doctors with great expertise are anticipating a nightmare scenario of people getting sick, drop dead, and dying from a whole spectrum of diseases, organ failures, brain failures, so on and so forth. So we need to pay attention to that because it's not a fantasy. It's real. So what happens next? Well, all of this, the globalist elite, which are the wealthiest and richest international banking families, and they're the international bankers, they're the richest people in the world, and by the way, they're super capitalists, they control the big pharma, food industry, the media industry, the microchip implant industry, the vaccination industry, healthcare industry, I mean, food industry, the weather manufacturing industry. They control all kinds of things. So let me just give you a quick report. I'm just going to read some bullet points from research, and the research is available everywhere. This is from Dr. Joseph McCullough, who you know. In this report, they're saying implantable microchips are marketed as the ultimate inconvenience, but the goal is to create the internet bodies, the internet of bodies. That's IOB. The goal is to create the internet of bodies. What that means is that all human bodies are on a wireless electronic basis linked together into the Internet of Bodies. They also have the IoT, the Internet of Things, and that's where all technological devices like your refrigerator, like your microwave, like your TV, like your cell phone, are all connected together electronically. Why would people want to connect everything together electronically? Because they want to monitor, track, measure. They want to do a full-blown Big Brother number on every area of your life for the purpose of total domination and for the purpose of total control. That's why. So, we see that the World Economic Forum, that's Klaus Schwab's baby, and never forget his quote. Don't ever let him off the hook for that quote, in which he said, "You will own nothing, but you will never be happier than in your whole life." And that is a flat-out sociopathic lie. When you come to the place where you own nothing, you will not be happier than you've ever been in your life. That is a lie, just as bold and fraudulent as the communist lies, the Marxist lies, the socialist lies, where the agents of Marxism, socialism, and communism would go before the people and say, if you participate in the communist revolution, you will live in a worker's paradise. You'll have the greatest free health care. You'll have the greatest careers possible. You'll never lack anything. You'll never be happier in your whole life. And all of it, all of it, all of it were total lies. So the lying part is nothing new. Okay, so according to the World Economic Forum, an ecosystem of an unprecedented number of sensors, including emotional sensors attached to, implanted within, or ingested into human beings, human bodies, to monitor, analyze, and even modify human bodies and behavior. So the purpose, according to Schwab and his globalist elite Nazis, the purpose of their technology, they're saying it in their own reports, is they're going to create a wireless electronic ecosystem where they're going to distribute or implant or embed an unprecedented number of electronic sensors. That means hundreds of millions of electronic sensors that will be able to these sensors will be able to read your emotions. These sensors are going to be attached to your human body and brain, implanted within your human body and brain, or ingested into human bodies, so that Big Brother can monitor, analyze, and even, listen to this, even modify your human body and your behavior. So from a satellite, 5G tower, or whatever transmitter they choose, from any location at any distance, they simply dial you up, because you have, every human being that has taken the vaccine, you have a special code. It's like when you look up on your laptop the Wi-Fi, you'll see everybody in your neighborhood who is linked up to the same Wi-Fi that you are, and the specific numerical address of your private Wi-Fi system. Well, every person that has the vaccination injected into them, they have become, in some respects, technology, just like living cell phones. And every person who has the vaccine, you're a living broadcaster, broadcasting out you, your identity, at a specific frequency that's all yours, just like your cell phone and your laptop and your flat screen TV. Except you have what they call enhancements, and that is sensors to monitor your emotions, your behavior, your thoughts, your beliefs, and a lot of other secret stuff. So Sweden is one of the first nations that have jumped on board the globalist bandwagon. And Sweden has been giving their citizens implantable microchips. The microchip or the biochip, the chip is implanted just beneath the skin on the hand and operates using either near-field communication, NFC, the same technology used in smartphones, or a radio frequency identification, RFID, which is used in contactless credit cards. Implantable payment chips are an extension of the Internet of Things. They are a way of connecting and exchanging data, like your private economic data, and the benefits must be weighed against the potential risks. Now, they know that 100% their goal is to activate this global one-world economic system, activate the global monetary system, activate the cashless society as soon as possible. And instead of cash, they want to use microchips, nanochips, and other electronic devices to take the place of cash. Just like it says in the book of Revelation. You know, it's really amazing. People poo-poo the Bible all the time. People who never read the Bible poo-poo the Bible all the time. But the Bible really is so far more advanced than any other book ever written. So the Bible actually predicts the future with 100% accuracy before the future materializes. And in the Bible, Revelation 12, we see an outline of a cashless society, Mark of the Beast technology, 666, where nobody can buy or sell without the microchip implant. And that's also known as the Mark of the Beast. And it can track you and store your medical, your banking information, and all kinds of stuff. Okay, so implanted payment chips are an extension of the Internet of Things. They're a way of connecting and exchanging data, and the benefits must be weighed against the potential risk. So countries around the world are now working on a system for a central bank digital currency, CBDC. Why is it important for you to know that it's a central bank digital currency? If you go back to one of my earlier books, The Day the Dollar Died, I explain it to you. You go back to my book, The Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2, I explain it to you. And this is what you need to know. Also, my book, Are You Ready for the Microchip? I explain it to. This is what you need to know. The global takeover of the financial system, including the takeover of the American financial system with the Federal Reserve Act in 1913-1914, it occurred because the wealthiest and most powerful people in the world, the international banking families, like Rothschild and Rockefeller, they took over the global monetary system. This is how they did it. Rothschild and his trillionaire pals, they made it mandatory in every nation. They made it mandatory that every nation has what is called a central bank. Now, a central bank is simply a bank that is under the direct control, not of the government of France or Italy or whatever. A central bank is a bank that is under the direct control of Rockefeller, Rothschild, and the other trillionaires. They own, especially Rothschild, they own the central banks directly. Now, Rothschild said out loud and proudly that he doesn't care who's president, prime minister. He doesn't care about the military or who wins this office or who loses that political office. He doesn't care about that. Rothschild said, the only thing I care about is who owns and controls the monetary system. Because he said, whoever controls the monetary system controls the entire nation, the political realm, the economic realm, the military realm. The person who controls the economic system controls that nation. So the purpose of the central banks are to act as a direct extension of the money and power and wealth and banks totally owned and controlled by people like Rockefeller and Rothschild and others. And so in every nation where they developed a central bank, what happened immediately was Rothschild took total control over that nation. The prime ministers, the politicians, the military, total ownership of the nation was given to the globalist elite, people like Rothschild, through the central banks. The central bank is just a sneaky way of Rothschild having the most powerful bank in the United States of America, but he doesn't have to give away the secret that it's really a Rothschild bank. Instead, he calls it by a fake name called the central bank. So in the United States of America, they tried to establish central banks prior to 1913. The American people at that time were not as brainwashed as many of the people in Europe. And so the American people knew that a central bank was a bad and evil thing because it would mean they would lose control of the monetary system, the money supply. They would lose control of printing money. They would lose control of interest rates and inflation, deflation, and everything. And they weren't happy about it. So what Rothschild did and the international bankers is they secretly infiltrated the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And then instead of coming right out in the open and calling the new banks central banks, they used a camouflage word called the Federal Reserve System. So the Republican Party and the Democratic Party conspired to create what is known as the Federal Reserve System through the passage of the Federal Reserve Act 1913-1914, which was totally against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the most highest laws in America. It's in total contradiction. So the Federal Reserve System allowed for the 12 richest and wealthiest international banking families to take full control of our money supply. And the Federal Reserve System allowed the international bankers like Rothschild to seize control of the money supply. And then, by law, they created a new secretive bank called the Federal Reserve System, in which they totally controlled our monetary supply through just 12 international banking families. The 12 international banking families controlled all our money in America, and still does to this very second. So that allowed these 12 international banking families to totally control interest rates, inflation, depression, recession, the economy, if the economy is booming or the economy is dying. The Federal Reserve System is in control of all of it. It's their secret way of totally owning the money supply. And like Rothschild said, If you own the money supply, you own and have conquered the country. So right now in the United States of America, the American government and we the people of the United States of America, we no longer control our monetary system. We the people no longer control the money. Who controls the money in the USA is the Federal Reserve System, which is the international bankers. And these are a couple of their occultic strategies. And let us remember that the international banking families are Luciferian elite banking families. Make no mistake about it. And the so-called economic principles they're using are in reality satanic, Luciferian, and occultic principles passed down through a long succession of secret occult societies that began in ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel. So, they run the monetary system, which means they run the world. And so now they have brought us to the point where they're going to make it mandatory for every person in America and every person around the world, they're going to make it mandatory for you to receive some kind of Mark of the Beast implant or embedding, or a microchip implant or embedding, either in your right hand or in, between your eyes, but upwards towards your forehead. That's where the Bible says that microchip implant will be put. And remember, the Bible is very up to speed. It's actually ahead of time. The Bible is telling us in the book of Revelation chapter 12 that a one world economic system is going to come into being. That's the global reset. And then from the one world economic system or the global reset, then there will be the one world government, the one world religion, and again, the one world economic system. And this will be part of the government of the Antichrist and the false prophet. And it will be done with Luciferian power, and mankind will be placed under a Luciferian dictatorship. And today we call that Luciferian dictatorship the global reset. So all of this has been a series of artificially generated and what is called manufactured crises. Remember, they're occultists. They're using Luciferian principles. And one of the things that they always say is, let us not let a good crisis go to waste. So they didn't waste the crisis of COVID and the global reset, because they are adhering to the occult principle of order out of chaos, which means new world order out of chaos or crisis. First, you create an artificial or a manufactured crisis, and then you create the solution for the manufactured crisis, which is some kind of new order or new world order or new financial order or whatever. And that's what they've been playing this game. It's part of the Hegelian dialectic, which is also an occultic system. In the Hegelian dialectic, you have two competing systems, at least on an illusion level. So, for example, on the right hand, you have capitalism. On the left hand, you have communism. And then in the middle, you have socialism. The name of the game is to create a series of artificial crises or chaos that will covertly move, on one hand, capitalism towards the middle, until it becomes socialism. And then on the other hand, you move communism towards the middle, and that becomes socialism. So in the Hegelian dialectic, you have what's called synthesis, that's the middle ground. And then on one side, you have thesis. And then on the other side, you have antithesis. So the goal is to inflame thesis and antithesis on opposite sides, driving the people into the middle, which is known as synthesis. And that's the completion of the Hegelian dialectic. So this works in economics, it works in societies and cultures, it works in psychological transformational behavior, and it works economically and politically. And that is why the occult slogan of the Freemasons is order out of chaos. And chaos is a manufactured crisis. So they've been doing this for thousands of years. Okay, the global reset is part of that. It's based entirely on lies, blatant lies. Now, what they're doing, first of all, their mindset is they believe they're part of a genetically superior master race, that they're gods. And they also believe that they are post-human, that they're superhuman, because they have put technology and all kinds of technological scientific enhancements in their bodies, their brains, and their minds. They have been super enhanced in the sense of transhumanism. And the goal of transhumanism is to take ordinary men and women, and through technological enhancements, you make them God men and God women, which was the seduction of Lucifer in the Garden of Eden. So they believe that they're the God men, just like Adolf Hitler did. And all these members of the globalist elite. Did you ever ask yourself, how old is Henry Kissinger? One of the Rockefellers died in the last number of years. But prior to this Rockefeller's death, he had 8 different heart transplants. If you look around carefully, you're going to see a certain percentage of the human race, the ones that are part of the globalist elite, the super rich, you're going to notice that some of these women are eternally beautiful. Long, decades and decades and decades past their, you know, age. And the same with men. You're going to see men who look young decades and decades and decades after the time where they should have started showing some wrinkles. Now, what do they know that you don't know? Well, let's start for starters. For starters, they're not going to your local HMO. They're not going to, you know, the government sponsored healthcare programs like Medicare or whatever. They're not going to those medical facilities. They are going out of the country secretly into nations that have the highest level doctors and surgeons and nutritionists, etc., available to keep them eternally young. But these advanced medical treatments that allow Kissinger to apparently live forever, they're not available to Americans. All the good stuff is made illegal in the United States of America because they don't want the ordinary man or woman, that's me and you, to be able to take advantage of these super futuristic healing technologies, healing medicines, healing herbs, etc. So, you know, life expectancy for ordinary people is 30 years less than it is for the globalist elite. And as their technology and computerized systems become more and more sophisticated, these enhancements, they are going to be able to live longer and longer and longer. They will not look like they're aging at all. They're not going to be getting hurt all the time, like breaking bones. They're not going to be vulnerable to dementia and Alzheimer's. They're going to be like superhuman because they're taking... And in addition to that, they don't have the same moral code that you and I have. And I'm not going to spell out or name the names of the substances, but there are substances in that prolong health, supercharge the immune system, make you look young forever. And these substances are naturally occurring in the bodies of newborn babies. Now, I'm not going to ask the question, where do they get access to the bodies of newborn babies? But they are getting access to substances in the newborn babies. And it gives them longevity and longevity and like a kind of counterfeit eternal life. Now, you add to that the illegal organ transplant market. You add to that the enhancements in the form of chip implants, biochip implants, and the injection of illegal substances that are highly unethical, but they make you look young and never old. And the elite are using stuff like crazy. They're not playing by the same rules that you and I are. In addition, they have their own private... These people are so wealthy that many of them own their own private organic farms. Okay? When you go into the average supermarket in America, if you have any knowledge of nutrition, and I put myself in that category, I don't claim to be an expert in nutrition. I'm not an expert, but I have, let's put it this way, I have above average knowledge of nutrition because I've done a lot of studying and research over many years. I still have a lot to learn. But just about everything in the supermarkets that cater to the middle class and the working class, most of that food is poisonous. It's filled with toxins. It will cause you to age and die quicker. It will bring on diseases. It will bring on dementia, Alzheimer's, heart attacks, and everything else. The super rich are not eating poison, drinking poison. I remember years ago I had an advertiser, a health person, who was an advertiser on my radio show. And I was stunned because back then I didn't know all this stuff. They told me that there were 88 toxic chemicals in the average cup of milk or bottle of milk, including deadly hormones and everything else. And yet we force our children to drink milk and milk from your common dairies. It's Frankenstein milk. And notice that when you look at essential chemicals, now I'm not playing doctor, so don't run out and do something and then say, I told you to do it. I didn't tell you to do anything without consulting your doctor because I don't know what your current health condition is, and just playing around with stuff could hurt you. But I happened to notice, and I believe this is the Holy Spirit that brings things to our awareness. I happened to notice over a period of years, you know, I was doing research on nutrition, and there's so many important nutrients like iodine in the proper amount. And iodine is excellent for a number of things, but iodine is also excellent in purging your body and brain from radiation. Okay? And I happen to notice that iodine has been artificially stripped from our diets for the past 60 years. And they actually take iodine out of salt. Now, I only buy iodized salt with iodine added into it. And I'm careful about blood pressure and other things. I'm not just doing it like somebody who wants to commit suicide. But why am I doing that? Because I know darn well that everybody in California who eats fish or salmon or many, many other foods, nobody told us. The media, of course, covered the whole thing up. But we in California have all been exposed to toxic doses through fish, toxic doses of radiation after the Fukushima disaster. And if you're not purging that out of yourself, it's going to give you cancer down the road. So I decided to take, with the advice of a doctor, I decided to take a regimen of iodine and other natural herbs and minerals from the earth and stuff. But I do research, because if you're not purging your body from radiation and other toxic chemicals, you're going to die young, and you're going to die in a cruel fashion. And that's not God's will for your life. So let's sum this up. I've given you just a few facts. Right now I'm looking at my research for today in the studio, and the overwhelming majority of the reports that I'm seeing have to do with the fact that of the vaccine death report. And it says, evidence of millions of deaths and serious adverse events resulting from the experimental COVID-19 injections. So there's a ton of medical reports that are telling you and me that not only is the vaccine dangerous, but what the vaccine does to your immune system and your body is deadly. And the medical industry is trying to suppress it, but there's this substantially increasing evidence of millions of deaths and serious adverse events resulting from the experimental COVID-19 injections. So what they're telling you is, you know what they're telling you. You better wake up and do some research. It would be really, you know, this all sounds cute now, okay? Well, I'm being sarcastic, but it sounds cute. Oh, you know, he's telling us some things, blah, 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 blah. And I understand, that's probably how I would receive it initially. But the bottom line is, 10, 20, 30 years down the road, when these poisons fully are played out in our bodies and brains, it's going to be a brutal awakening as you find yourself dying somewhere 30 years before you should be dying, getting a heart attack or cancer or any number of deadly diseases, none of them which should have happened. But it's being covered up. The media, these idiots that smile at you on TV, they ought to be taken off with handcuffs. They're not telling you the truth. That people's immune systems have been, some of them, have been really, really harmed. And there are things you can do spiritually, nutritionally, with vitamins. There are things that you can do to rebuild your immune system, to purge your body and mind of the toxins. And all of that starts with praying. Okay? But if you just do nothing, if you don't begin by seeking the Lord, every night I pray for divine healing for myself, for my family, for everybody in my family and my loved ones. It's part of my nightly prayer before we go to sleep. And I claim God's divine health. And as I claim God's divine health on a supernatural level, my faith for divine healing and the authority that Jesus has given you and me over sickness and disease, supernatural authority that I have for divine healing has been increasing and increasing and is increasing over the years as I exercise my faith, the Spirit of God. It's called the gift of faith. And you have been given many gifts of the Holy Spirit. And many of you, a gift of faith doesn't mean you're a faith healer. It just means you will supernaturally be given faith that is beyond your normal ability by the grace of God. And you start with that, and I believe God for healing. Now, that doesn't mean everything I've prayed for has come into fruition yet. But I don't give up. I will not stop praying for healing for me and my loved ones. And when people let me know they have a prayer request, I will never stop praying for people's healing. Even when it's at the end of the road and the Lord ready to take me home into heaven, I will keep praying for myself and others up until I cross over. Because the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We can't minimize. You see, we're being brainwashed constantly, sometimes in the Christian church and out of the Christian church. And we're being programmed to believe that only quacks and religious nuts pray for divine healing. That's a lie. But the other thing is we're being brainwashed, even in the Christian culture, when people say stuff to you like, healing is not for today, you know, you need to challenge that. If somebody says to you, healing is not for today, they're taking the scripture out of context. Now, God doesn't heal everybody. Sometimes he gives you the grace to endure, but that's a form of healing. But healing is very much for today. But it isn't going to happen if you don't pray to be healed, ask to be healed. And what gives me confidence when I pray to the Lord is the Lord told me and the Lord told you that if we have faith the size of an itsy-bitsy little mustard seed, that's all it takes to see miracles. Now, I can wrap myself around that. Because I can't tell you that I'm such a great and mighty man of faith, you know, that I'm going to cause the sun to stand still in the sky. But when God touches my heart, I can come up with a mustard seed. So I'm going to hold on to that mustard seed at the promises of God by faith with everything in me. And I'm going to proclaim divine healing. And that means you need to take authority. And you shouldn't be afraid of talking like that. Because Jesus talked like that. If you have a problem with what I'm saying, then read your New Testament and underline the words of Jesus when he prayed for people to be healed, delivered from demons, and when he prayed for miracles. Read the language precisely that Jesus spoke, and you have the right to use the same power and authority. Okay? So, sometimes that means you need to step into a position of supernatural boldness. And when the gift of faith comes upon you, you will experience a momentary supernatural boldness, and in that moment, you will believe that you can believe that you believe. There'll be no doubt in your heart in that moment that whatever you ask for in Jesus' name, he's going to do. And in the gift of faith, then you are to aggressively take authority over whatever sickness or disease you're battling with, whether it's mental, brain, body, soul, whatever, and take authority over it and command it to leave your body, because anything that's attached to your body, any disease that's in your body or afflicting you, God has given you authority over, but if you don't use that authority, nothing's going to happen. So you are to literally command the spirit of infirmity to leave. Now, I'm not saying you're demon-possessed. That refers to demonization, when you're being afflicted externally by, let's say, a spirit of infirmity. If you're not possessed with a spirit of infirmity, you're being afflicted by it externally. Well, don't sit there and buddy up with it. Take authority over it in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how you feel. And you pray something like this. In Jesus' name, I take authority over and name the sickness, name the afflictions, name the disease, name whatever it is that is coming against you in the form of a spirit of infirmity, and command that spirit of infirmity or command that disease or sickness in Jesus' name, command it in the authority of Jesus Christ to leave your body and your mind. And it has to leave. Now, I don't sit there and worry, oh, did it leave? Did it leave? No. I systematically pray that prayer over and over again, night after night. Over and over again, I command the sickness, the disease. I call down God's divine healing virtue into my body for me and my loved ones. And I stand on the power of the Word of God. And you use that same intensity of spiritual warfare when you're fighting anything, including when you're an intercessory prayer warrior, and you are, by the way, and you're fighting against principalities and powers that are attempting to take down America, take down our nation, take down our government, take down our media. There are powerful demonic forces in a hierarchy, a hierarchical level, that are trying to destroy America and you and your children and grandchildren. And you're not supposed to sit there in a stupor and allow it to happen. Engage those spirits in spiritual warfare and use the authority in Jesus' name that Jesus Christ has given you. And just like you would do with a sickness or a disease, command, like last night, I'll pray different ways, different nights. But last night, sometimes, like last night, I called down the angelic armies on the United States of America, and I commanded the angelic armies of God to drive the demonic armies of Satan out of our nation, out of our government, out of our institutions, etc., etc. And then in the name of Jesus, I asked God to send down his holy fire and to destroy in the invisible realm the spirits and demons and people that have sold their souls to the devil. See, I'm taking authority over them. I'm not giving them the territory. I'm overcoming them and driving them out of the territory. And that's our job. If you, let's get down to business. If you would do your job, which is to take this message, spread it far and wide, make sure it gets into the hands of people everywhere, and make sure you sign up and register yourself as a watcher, a listener, or a viewer of our different social media platforms. So important for you to do that. It takes 2 seconds. But do it, please. And then if we join together, it's not me by myself, we join together, we can turn spiritual battle around and we can be victorious simply by believing God and obeying God. So I'm asking you at this critical moment in the spiritual battle to stand with me. Stand with me as an intercessory prayer warrior, praying for me, my family, this ministry, and for what we're doing. So stand with me in prayer. Stand with me by calling on God and giving with your donations and financial contributions. Give what the Lord puts on your heart to give so that we will have the funds necessary to expand our outreach and expand the technological quality of the outreach. Because how do you make a decision who to give to? Listen to what the people are saying. Listen to what's on their heart. Listen to what they're raising money for. And then listen to the Lord, most of all, and give accordingly. And then finally, partner with us by sending our links out everywhere, because there's censorship everywhere. So God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit our free Roku channel, too. All of this stuff is available to you at paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. This is Paul McGuire. Thank you for listening. And look, I just got to say this. It's not over till it's over. I don't know about you. I have no intention of surrendering prematurely. I do have every intention of declaring victory and conquering the enemies of Jesus Christ in the invisible realm. And I want you to join with me in that. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.